Used to be in America, reporters set the political discourse, but of course in the 21st century, and that's been true since the latter part of the last century, it's been the political ads that drive the debate, drive the discourse, and are often half of what the reporters are talking about when they cover a campaign. Tom Maslum joins us, founder of the M Network, a marketing and advertising firm that also produces political ads, on the line from Washington. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Pretty good. So no more work for a while, I guess, huh?
Well, not in the political arena, no.
Let's do a little greatest hits in the few minutes that we have here. I got to hit you with this one. Delaware, Christine O'Donnell, the memorable...
I'm not a witch.
High point or low point in American political discourse, Tom?
Well, I mean, from a candidate perspective, there's an old saying in my business that says nothing will kill a mediocre product like great branding. This was an ad that was memorable. It introduced America to the election. It got everybody talking about the midterms. Was she a good candidate? Probably not. But at the end of the day, this is the ad that everybody's going to remember from this election cycle.
I know. And learn from Nixon. I am not a crook equals I am a crook. I am not a witch equals you must be a witch.
Especially when you're wearing black over a black background and you're cutting a spot in your Halloween.
Exactly. Well, Rand Paul didn't have to worry so much about Jack Conway after this memorable ad.
Why did Rand Paul once tie a woman up, tell her to bow down before a false idol, and say his god was Aqua Buddha?
I just want to talk to the copy guy who wrote those words down. Give me the story of this ad here, Tom.
Listen, if you have the opportunity to put the words Aqua Buddha in an ad, you take that opportunity. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime shot. I think this ad, though, is the ad that just hacked America off. This was the end of no more tolerance for negative advertising. And, you know, the talk about around the nation, this was it. No more over-the-top ads. We're tired of them. We're done.
And this was, you know, obscure because it was about Rand Paul's sort of strange religious, proclivities and an anecdote about a woman. And people just kind of went, you know what, I this is irrelevant to me. I'm bagging this whole thing here. And I think...
It's the sequel to the Taliban Dan spot that Grayson put out. You would have think that the ad team would have learned from the fallout, but they didn't. So two strikes on negative ads and you're out.
All right, listen to this. Negative ads are actually the issue in these ads.
If she takes her negative ads as reasonably defined, and I'll take mine off, no question. If we do it together...
That's what I'm asking.
No problem. I pledge that right now.
That's Jerry Brown at a panel discussion talking about negative ads of this candidate.
I don't think we can take down the ads that talk about where Governor Brown stands on the issues. I just think it's not the right thing to do.
Meg Whitman, of course, lost, even though she spent $141 million of her own money. When they're talking about the ads, does that make an ad guy like you, Tom Maslum, happy?
Yeah, absolutely. I love when our stuff is front and center. But this is a case where what should have been talked about was Matt Lauer. The question really I had at the end of the day was, did he overstep his bounds? He shaped the election, especially in the last days, by forcing the candidates to go positive, which worked in Brown's favor, and the polls widened down the stretch.
Interesting. That's a really interesting takeaway. Tom Maslum, founder of the M Network, a marketing and advertising firm that also produces political ads, has a few welcome days off before he starts thinking about 2012. Tom, thanks so much.
Excellent, John. Bye.